Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We are on Daf Yud Zayin. We are up on Daf Yud Zayin. We're on the, we're by the two dots. Micah Biflagi. About 8 lines down. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family. Lila Nishmas, Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe. Here we go. But Micah Biflagi, what exactly are Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? Rabbi Akiva said a funny thing yesterday. He said that there was no mitzvah of Shechita in the Midbar. You just had to kill an animal. No shechita. And Rabbi Shmuel said, just the opposite. You couldn't even eat an animal even if it was shechita, unless it was a carbon. So what exactly are they arguing about? What's the root of the machlokas? So Rabbi Akiva Savar, Basar Taiva, Loitzer Klal. Stop eating meat in the Midbar was not also at all. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, what are you talking about? Basar Nechira, Lo Ishtere Klal. Rabbi Shmuel says, there was no heter to eat Basar at all, Basar Nechira. It was never mutter. Right? Basar nechira means basar meat that was not shechted.
Oh, okay.
So he says, one second. Bishlam lo bishmal. According to bishmal, hayinu dichsei, that's why it says, v'shachar es ben habakar. V'shachar es ben habakar, you're going to shecht. You want to eat meat. El Rabbi Akiva, my v'shachat. What does that mean? You don't have to do that. The answer is kachim shayinu. Kachim was different. Bishlam lo Rabbi Yishmael, hayinu dichsei, hatzon hava habakar yishachet lohem. Right? You should go check Tona Bakar. El Rabbi Akiva, Maya Tona Bakar, Yishaket Lohem, Yinachel Lohem Yibayalei. It should have said just do Nechiva, just kill the animal. No. Nechiva Shalohem, Zui Shechitasan. Right. When you killed it in any way, that was called Shechita. Because that was the valid way of doing it. Fine. Very good. Bishlam, Rabbi Shmuel, Hano Ditnan, Hashochet. Listen to this. Hashochet, Vinislav, Lobiyada. This is a very difficult question. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it makes perfect sense. There's a brisa that says, Hashochet. Hashochet, v'nislav l'biyado. You do shechita on a, we're talking about now a bird, or a chaya, and you made it into a nevela. You botched up somehow, so that you're not going to eat this meat. V'anocher, or you do nocher, which means you kill it without an invalid shechita. V'ma'aker, you do the other invalid shechita. All these cases, pater milachasos. You don't have to do kisi adam, because you're not eating it, because you botched up. El Rabbi Akiva, amai pater milachasos. Why don't you have to do kisi adam? It's a very strange question. Why don't you have to do kisi adam? At one point in history, this would have required kisi adam because it would have been good. It would have been a good. Would have been good shechita, not shechita really. It would have been edible. So why not do? So that would, you would have to do kisi adam back in the day in the midbar. So why not do it now also? So my answer is because whole itzim. Now it's also to do that. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees. Now you can't. What kind of question was that?
Yeah, well,
now you can't do a nechira now, so why don't you do a kisi adam now? So what was the, what kind of question was that? Bishlam Rabbi Akiva, the Omar Basar Taiva lo itzar klal. According to Rabbi Akiva, makes perfect sense. What does he say? Basar Taiva wasn't usser. Want to have a hamburger? Go right ahead. Hainu dechiv, ach. That's why it says, kasha yochal tzvi v'tza ayil, just like you're allowed to eat the tzvi in the ayil now, Kain tochlenu, so you can eat it in the future. Right? So now mattering meat. So what do you see from Rabbi Akiva? That it was mutter. Ela Rabbi Yishmael, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, tzviva ayil mihavishari? Was that even mutter? What's Hashem saying? Just like the tzvi and ayil are mutter, so mattering all meat when you get into Eretz Yisrael. Shechita, whatever. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, there was no meat that was mutter. What is this supposed to mean? So Gemara answers, Ki asa rachmana behema. When the Torah asked meat, according to Bishmal, in the midbar, that was
all... They were asking those kashers.
Huh?
They were asking those kashers.
No. No. According to Bishmal, you wanted... That's what we said yesterday. The base of the Mishkan was very close by.
Right.
Even if you lived the furthest tent away from the Mishkan, how far away was it already?
Right.
So you want meat, go bring a carbon.
Oh.
Yeah. But now you want a hamburger, you have to go... Right. I live in Haifa. To go to Yerushalayim to have a hamburger?
Right.
That's a little harsh. So Hashem said, don't worry about it. When you have more land, don't you...
I got it.
Just like Tzviva Ayil, you can eat, I'm going to let you eat any meat. According to Bishmal, you weren't allowed to eat Tzviva Ayil. So Gemara says, no. What meat was Usher? Only meat that you can bring for a carpet. Ki Usher Rachmana, Behemah Hud Lakrava. Aval Chaya, the Lachazi Lakrava, Lo Usher Rachmana. But a Chaya that was not Usher, that you can't bring for a carpet, even if Bishmal agreed you can eat that in the midbar. So if you had some deer in the midbar, that you could eat. Okay. Now, this is a classic Rabbi Yirmiyah question. Classic. By Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Ivrei Basar Nechira. You were sitting in the Midbar, and it's the last day before they go into Eretz Yisrael. So what did you do? You took an animal, according to Rabbi Akiva, and you didn't shecht it, because you don't have to shecht it.
Right.
Now tomorrow we're going to Eretz Yisrael. I bring the meat with me tomorrow into Eretz Yisrael. Can I eat it still? Now we're in Eretz Yisrael. It's a brilliant question. And
one day question.
What, one second. We'll see one second. The question gets crazier.
The line. Only according to Rabbi Akiva.
Only according to Rabbi Akiva. Ivrei basar nechira. The evarim of a basar nechira, and they harp on the word, the Tzvi Yaakov says, what do you mean ivrei basar nechira? Just say basar nechira. What's ivrei basar nechira? He says, no, because you ate some of it today. Now the evarim, the leftover, I'm going to bring with me into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. You have such a thing? It's mutter today and it's not mutter tomorrow? Same animal.
Yeah.
If you didn't eat it at all, there's a tzad to say, you didn't touch it, you're saving it for Eretz Yisrael, you can't eat it. You ate some of it today, not tomorrow, you're going to bring the rest of it into Eretz Yisrael. Not edible? That doesn't make. How could that be?
No,
how could that be?
But that's the high. Exactly. With no sir. So you eat a little bit now, you don't finish it. That's, the next day you can't eat
but
it.
But the meat didn't become usher. The time became usher.
Yeah.
Here you think the meat itself, you can't eat it now. Right. Yesterday you can eat it. Today you can't eat it. Yeah. Chometz is like that. Chometz I can eat today, and tomorrow I can't eat it. Yeah. Sometimes right. You have things like that,
yeah.
Right? But it's really time. Nothing inherently wrong with it. See, now we're telling.
They had meat the whole time. Why were they complaining in the Midbar? We want meat.
I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, so shenehechnitzel eretz Yisrael imahen leeretz mahu. What's the story? Can I eat it now? Right now, 1 second. First of all, you have to look at this Rashi. Shechnisu Yisrael. It's fourth wide line in the middle of the Rashi's. Aliba Rabbi Akiva. Only question. Only according to Rabbi Akiva. Mahu leochlon leachar knisasan. Can I eat it after we go in? Mi amrina, do we say, ki asar rachmana basar nechira, lachar bia, when they asar basar nechira, once we come into Eretz Yisrael, hani mili lenachor achar kev v'nechal. That's to do nechira now, and then to eat it. Aval hanechoros ubos min amidbar, but if it already was, did nechira in the midbar, hoel ubashas nechirasan heter haisa, when I did it, it was mutter, su lo mitzteri. It's not asar. So therefore I could eat it, odilma, or maybe no. Loshna, no difference. Says Rashi, a fascinating line. V'drush v'kabel scharhu. This question is just to learn Torah. It's not relevant.
Yeah, right.
It's not relevant. Shetzrichin anu lamod ala emes. We have to get to the truth. Afal pi shekharavar. Even though it doesn't apply. Right? What's Rabbi asking? What would be that one? That doesn't apply. Never going to happen again. No. So says Rashi, we have to get to the emes anyway. Fascinating Rashi.
Yeah.
We have to get to the emes even though it doesn't apply. Fascinating, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point to Rabbi Akiva? The minute they got into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't disperse. It took them years to go to the... Why was the usher the minute they got in?
So, by the way, just 1 second. We're not finished with the question.
Yeah.
Tosafot the Rosh says, Rashi would only say that. We only say such a thing if it's learning if it's learning psukim.
Right.
What are the psukim? If it's not psukim, then if it's some totally irrelevant question, then we would never ask it. What do you mean? We have to get to the MS. You have to get to the MS and your hypothetical, right? All kids will, what if, and crazy questions. You don't have to do that. You don't have to entertain that. That's a pasuk. What does the pasuk mean? Did the pasuk matir, even in this case? That's a question we have to answer. If they have to the MS, even though it doesn't apply. That's what he says. Yeah.
He says that it doesn't apply, but if you just think of all the shilas that you have when you're traveling to and from Eretz Yisrael and halachas that apply and what you say in Shmona Esrei and how many days of Yontif you say it's, it's
right.
The same principle.
Right, so he comes up with a case where this could apply. Well, you made a neder, I'm not gonna eat from this animal after certain times, before you did, can you still do it? You can find some crazy case like that. Okay. Anyway,
as far as I go, that principle.
Right. So 1 second. The question gets a lot worse. Now the Gemara asks, 1 second, what's the people talking about? When you came into Eretz Yisrael that day, so we arrived in Eretz Yisrael, can I eat the meat from yesterday? Or 1 second. So Amos. What's going on here? Ilei ma b'sheva shekivshu. We're talking about the first 7 years when we conquered Eretz Yisrael. Hashta, 1 minute. Davar tamei ishteru luhu. They were allowed to eat treif then, during those 7 years. Dechziv, it says, ubatim aleim kol tov. And if you walked into someone's goy's house, and you couldn't eat everything, then it wasn't kol tov. So you can have whatever you want in there. All this bacon, you can eat that. Right? V'amar b'yirmiya bar'ava amarav kosle chazirei. Basar, you're allowed to eat even pig. Basar, but the chazirek basar. Nechir mibaya, So when I asked you about meat that was totally mutter yesterday, that's the question? What kind of question was that? El al achamikan. No, I mean after the 7 years. So what did you do to the meat? How did you get the meat to last the 7 years?
Great freezer.
You aged it somehow, and now it's seven. Now it's 7 years later. Now you want to know? That's a right. Very funny question.
You put it in the freezer.
Right. V'bay shema or no la'ola b'sheva shekivshu. No, it can even be this during the first 7 years. Ki ishtarulu. When did we matir? When did we matir treif? That's b'shalal of the kachavim. Yeah, the spoils of the goyim we matir because otherwise it wouldn't be kol tov. We walk into the goy's house. I can't eat that. I can't. What kind of kol tov is this? I can't eat anything. You can eat whatever you want, right? So, but did who lo ishtri? You can't bring your own treif. It's not a heter that just go by treif. It was only what you conquered from the goyim. You can't bring your own. So, can you eat this meat from yesterday? And the answer is teku. No answer.
So I keep kosher at home, but outside I can eat it.
Then yes, those 7 years, yes.
So that's where they started the idea of
yes.
My house, that whole kosher.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, what was that?
He's saying, in my house I eat kosher, but I go outside, I don't have to eat kosher. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Amar Rabba. Shonis, the Mishnah said, Hakol Shochtin, anybody could shecht, Ul Olam Shochtin, and you could shecht anywhere, and Bakol Shochtin, and you could shecht with anything. That's what the Mishnah said. So, my Mashnas lay, what does that mean, with anything? V'chi tema, bein betzor, you could use a rock, bein beschuchis, you could use glass, bein bekurumis, shalkana, or you could use a reed or something. Hadumya dahanach ktoni. I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara means, what the Gemara is driving at. The Gemara means is, those aren't similar to the other two. The other two are people doing it, and when you can do it. And now it's saying, with what can you do it? So they're not comparable. I'm not sure why. So, ihanach b'shochtin, hanai b'shochtin. If we're talking about the shechter, then all three should be similar. Vihanach b'shnishchatin, and if we're talking about the shechtid, hainami b'nishchatin, then it should also be similar. And therefore, el amarava hakol shochtin, what does it mean hakol shochtin? Anybody could do it. Chadal asui akusi, akusi could do it. Chadal asui Yisrael mumar, and the other one includes Yisrael mumar. We're including two other people. La'olam shochtin, Bambiom Bamba Laila, whether it's day or night, Bambi Rosh Hagag, Bambi Rosh Hasvina, doesn't make a difference if you're on a roof or in the ocean. Bechol Shochtin, you can shecht with anything, Bambi Tzor, Bambi Tzchokis, Bambi Krumi Shalkana. Fine.
Why do
you tell? I'm not sure. Next. Chutz mi Magal Ktir Vahamagira. You can't use a saw.
That last Gemara, is that just a
hal? I'm not sure what that was.
It doesn't seem to be any Kiddush there that we haven't had.
Correct. So the Mishnah said you can't use a saw and you can't use a sickle. So Avu de Shmuel, listen what Shmuel did, for Shmuel's father. Pogam, he made a nick in a knife, Vishadar, and he sent it to them, to the Chacham, to ask him what the story is with his knife. Pogam Vishadar. He kept doing that. So Shalchule, they told him, stop sending me the questions. Kimagir Shaninu, like a saw. If it's like a saw, it's no good. Okay. Now, from now till like Wednesday. The Gemara is crazy hard. One of the reasons it's hard is because I don't know the anatomy of an animal. And they did. And they're going to talk about, we'll get to it tomorrow, they're going to talk about parts of the trachea that I don't know what these things are. I have the book.
We have this. No, we have the book with the picture.
I have the picture. It still doesn't help. It doesn't help. It's not easy Gemara. But before we get to that, first we're going to talk about the knife today. So here we go. Tana Rabbanan. What? Also, of course, the Gemara calls it with words that no scientist would include, like the helmet. So the top of the trachea has a helmet because it trips. Like, it looks like a helmet. It looks like a dome. So, kind of not a helmet, right? It's not, and also, it's what do you call it? It's all bloody, right? It's not so easy. Okay, before we get to that, for the knives, Tana Rabbanan, Sakin Shiyesh Ba Pegimos Harbe, if a knife has a lot of Pegimos, nicks in it, tidon kimagera. It's like a saw. V'she'ein ba'ela pegima achas. What if it only has one nick? It has one nick in it. So, ogros psula. If it's an ogros, it's pasul. Misuch seches kshera. But if it's Mitzvah Seches, it's kosher. Hechidami Ugeris, Hechidami Mitzvah Seches. What do those words mean? So, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ogeros, Mishnei Ruchos. An Ogeros means you have a knife, and in the knife there's a nick. Which means that there are two points that are a problem. All right, imagine it's a V-shaped nick in the knife. Which means when you shecht, the first hole will hit the vein, the trachea, the esophagus, and it'll cause some kind of pull, and then the second one, a split second later, will completely rip it.
Right.
That's a problem. Okay? That's, you got it? It's like a V shape, so you have two points. The first one hits, the second one hits. That's a problem. Oh, there's a picture of it? Oh, excellent. Okay. And then, Misukseches, where am I? Misukseches, Meruach Achas. It's a funny kind of knife, I don't see such a thing really, where you have a picture of it. The best. Where's the picture?
Previous page.
Huh?
Previous page.
The previous page. The previous page is a picture of it. Mitzvah Seches.
Oh, I see.
You see it?
Yeah.
That's kosher. Why?
Because it's not really a nick.
Not really a nick. So, come on, 1 minute. Maishna Mishtei Ruchos. What's the difference if it's two points, like a V shape? The Mursha, comma, Machlish. The first point, so to speak, weakens the vein. And then Mursha Basra, Baza. And then the second point cuts the vein. That's not shechita. That's called cutting. So good. So meruach achas nami churfa de sakina machlish morsha baza. The sharpness of the knife will make it weaker, and then that one nick is going to cause a problem. So the Gemara answers, no. Dekari mareishin de sakina. This nick, this indentation really is at the edge of the knife.
The front.
Therefore, it's not going to touch the animal.
Middle.
Exactly. So Gemara says, so, kiyasa mechalsha, kiyasa baza. So what? At the end of the day, it's still going to touch the animal. So no, you make sure it doesn't. Kigon, shaholech velohevi. You only do one motion, you don't do it, bring it back. So therefore, that part of the knife never touched the animal. It's not a problem. Okay?
You're supposed to go in both directions.
You're supposed to, but you didn't.
Or you don't use the whole length of the blade.
Exactly. Okay? Amar Rava, gimel midos besakin. There are three rules when it comes to knives. There's more than three rules. Rava said three rules. Number one, ogros, if it has a V-shaped nick, lo yishchot, you shouldn't shecht. V'im shachat, shchitas psula. And if you did, it's puzzle. That's a puzzle. Mitzvah seches, lo yishchot b'lechachila. Mitzvah seches, lechachila, you shouldn't use it. Why? Because you have to be much more careful. First of all, it only has to be at the edge of the knife. The issue. And you have to be very careful, you don't go back and forth. It's hard to do that. If you did it, it's good. Olaviyored besakin. What's olaviyored besakin? No. So I'm not sure what this means. I think it means that the knife has a curvature to it. It's olaviyored. We're not talking about like a curvature. As a matter of fact, my grandfather was a shochet, and I have one of his knives, and it has a curvature to it. It's not a straight knife. It's a little curved. The picture of it here in the Masifta. A little curved knife. That's fine.
It's called, has more cutting area to the blade.
Is that true? Yeah. If it's curved? So
the article is saying that what you were describing with the V shape.
Yeah.
Which has two sharp points on. If those two sharp points then become worn down so they become curved, then
it's okay.
Then it's okay.
Okay, all of your raid, Besakin, Shakaba Lachila. You could use a Lachila, you could do that. Right? Nothing wrong with that. What? Correct. Amalei Rav Huna, Breda Rav Nechemia, L'Ravashi, Amarta L'Mishmei, the Rava, Mishukseches Psula. That this case of Mishukseches is puzzle. Ay, Vaha, Amar Rava, someone said, Mishukseches Kshira, it's good. Which one is it? Lokasha. Kan, Shaholach V'Hedi. It's puzzle if you go back and forth, like we said. Khan, it's kosher, shaholech, below heavy. Well, you don't go back and forth. Next, Amalei Rav Acha, Breda Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, Damya L'Sasa, Mai. What if it looks like a stalk of wheat? So if you ever saw a stalk of wheat is very jagged. Right? Rashi says, Aricha, Zaken, Zikan Hashibalim. It's an old stalk, She'ena Chalak, it's not smooth. Kach, Zaken, Shein Pia Chalak, El pagam ein la. It's not smooth, But it doesn't have a pagam. What kind of knife is that?
Serrated.
What?
Serrated.
No.
Serrated's
a problem. So he says, Amalei, man di avlan bisra achlim. Anybody who bring me meat from such a knife that was used, I'd eat it. I don't know what the knife is.
No, it's bumpy like this. So just like Mike said before, you've got more surface area for which to cut, but you don't have the
grooves,
so it doesn't rip and tear.
Okay. Fine. Now, Amr of Chista, Minayin libedika sakin min haTorah. How do you know that min haTorah you have to check a knife? How do you know you have to check a knife min haTorah? So it's a fascinating discussion over here. The Rishonim asked already, why don't you make a bracha on checking the knife? If it's a dindat b'daraisa, make a bracha. Livdok et hazaka, to check the knife. That's one answer. It's machshirin. It's only preparation, right? Other answer is because...
For the same reason you don't make a bracha building the sukkah.
That's one. It's the same answer. There are two other answers. One other answer is... because what if you check the knife, and the knife is no good, and you use it anyway? So what kind of bracha is that? It's a bracha levatala.
Right.
To make the bracha, and then not use it, then use it anyway, can't do that.
Well, the bracha's on the checking, not to use it.
What?
The bracha's on the checking.
What are you checking for? To use it when it's no good? It's ridiculous. What kind of bracha is that? And the third answer he gives, with the first one, the Rav Yah says...
I don't understand that question.
What?
I'm not even sure I understand that answer.
What? Did I say that answer?
Yeah, what does that answer even mean? Make a bracha b'dikas comments. What does that mean? If you find it's a problem, or if you don't find it's a problem, what's the answer? Who cares? You're looking for to check it, not the kasher.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The exact opposite. You made a bracha on the b'dika. You saw the knife is no good, so you don't use it.
Okay.
So you never did any shechita.
Right.
The other answer they give is because the shechita goes on the bedikah also. The bracha you make on shechita.
And the answer is
exactly. Okay.
You make a bracha before this, or you say
yes. There's a bracha on shechita.
Every animal or on the beginning.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. You have to shochet. I don't know.
No, that's the difference between kashrus and halal. Halal, the shochet makes a bracha before every shek thing, whereas a shochet only does it before...
I don't know my own religion. I'm not sorry about that religion.
Listen, when you go with chickens on, when you slow kaparis,
yeah,
the shochet doesn't make every chicken a bracha.
Have you seen the shechet? I never saw shechet. I never saw a shechet in my life.
Really?
Yeah. You've seen a shechet? I never have. I never did.
At least the birds, they come along and very well. So they live, it's just like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that's a gasa. That's a
bamboo. Birds are different. Birds only need one. Anyway, Shenemar, it says, Vishachtasam bazeh v'achaltem. So, pshita. Right? It's obvious you have to check, no? Kivon dechi nakav trefa boy bedika. If you're going to find the trefa, you have to, right? So the Gemara says, no. I wasn't talking about checking the knife. I was talking about l'chacham kamrinan. I was talking about going to a chacham. So go to a chacham, v'amar b'yochan, we said a few days ago, lo amru l'haru sakin l'chacham, elab nekavach l'chacham. The only reason why you go to a chacham is make the chacham feel good.
Right.
That's the only reason why you go. Right? So Gemara says, you're right. Midrabanan, you're right. Go to Chacham Adam Midrabanan. It's not really the right. Fikra, Asmachta Ba'almahu. It's just an Asmachta. Okay? So, fascinating thing over here. This pasuk that says, Vishichtasim Bazeh Va'achaltam, it's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Right? It's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. It's not a pasuk in the Torah even. Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. They checked with the knife and they checked. Fine. So, what?
Apostles need to talk about checking the knife.
Yes, I know. But they learn out from this pasuk that the word it says bozeh. Bozeh is gematria 14. Bozeh is gematria 14. There's a minhag to have a knife that's 14 fingers long. Some have 12 fingers long because they take out the base. Zeh. Zeh is 12. There's a quote over here. And then, what?
I heard
You've heard that before, right? It comes in this pasuk in this Gemara, and after you die in number days. Right.
Didn't you say you checked?
No. No, what do you mean checked?
The website.
I never checked the line. No, I noticed it had a little curvature to it.
I thought you once told me that you checked this.
Oh, really? Maybe I did once. I don't know. Okay. Fine. Where are we up to? Very good. B'marava, Bodkile B'shimsha. In Eretz Yisrael, they would check the knife by looking at it at the sun. They take the knife and look at it in the sun. Rashi has two pshatim what that means. Rashi says, B'shimsha, nos to nosa b'shemesh, throw in b'chuda, look up at the sun and you can see if there's a nick, more of a rebbe. Then he says, Lishna achwina, listen to this, holo humamida b'shemesh, chuda lamaila, umistaka b'tzila shalsakas. Look at the shadow.
Right.
Look at the shadow and see if you see a nick in the shadow. Vim yesh pagam b'tzakin, nikahu b'tzil, shachama nichneses b'pagam. Because the sun will go through the pagam. It's an unbelievable Rashi. Okay, that's one thing he says.
Logical Rashi.
What?
It's a logical Rashi.
It's a logical Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Benahrda bad gule b'maya. They would check with water. Also a way you could check to see if the water goes down the knife or gets stuck. Rav Sheshes bad gule b'reish lishna. He would check it with his tongue.
That's a tough one.
Rav Acha bar Yaakov bad gule b'chur asayra. He would check it with a hair. Right, take a hair, put a hair across the blade. Besura amrei, bisra achla, bisra lebadka. Well, eat meat, check it with your basar, with your fingernail, or some kind of basar. Amr of Papa, Papa said, tsricha bidika abisra v'atufra. You have to check it with your flesh, and also with your fingernail. Right? So, Tosva says, why do I check both? Because there are two... There are two arteries that are being cut, the esophagus and the veshet. One is thick, one is hard, and one is softer. So for the one, you use your fingernail. They're checking the knife. One, you use a hard check because it's checking the hard cartilage, and the other one you use a soft check because it's going to be shechting soft meat, soft cartilage, and each one is different. So you have to check twice. That's what Tosafot says. Okay, then in parentheses says vatlasa ruchasa on three different surfaces, each side and then the blade itself. Amar leRavina leRavashi, Amar leRavSama, Rav Dov Mesharshia, Mishmecha, Damartala, Mishmei deRava, Tzricha bedika abisra, the meat, your flesh, vatufra your fingernail, vatlasa ruchasa and on three different sides. Amar leAbisra vatufra Amri, that's true. I never said the third one. I never said I have to check on three sides. That I never said. Ikati Amri, Abisra va'atufra va'atlasa ruchasa Amri. I said on all three sides. And your flesh. And your fingernail. Mishmei derava lo Amri. But that wasn't said Rava's name. Someone else said that. Ravina, Ravacha, Berei derava, Haviyasvi kamed Ravashi. They were sitting by Ravashi. Aisu sakin lekamed Ravashi lebadka. They brought in a knife for Ravashi to check. Amale, Ravacha, Berei derava, Bidka, Amalei Ravacha, Bidrava, Bidka, you check it. So Bidka, Atufra, Vabisra, Vatlasa, Ruchasa. He checks it all three ways. His fingernail, his skin, and also all three sides. Amalei, Yasher, yeah, that's the right thing to do. Vachain, Amr of Kahana, right? And Rav Kahana said the same thing. Rav Yemer, Amr, Atufra, Vabisra, Tzricha, Atlasa, Ruchasa, Lo Tzricha. You don't need that third check. Okay?
So if you were checking on the sides,
yeah.
Do you do that on your flesh and your fingernails as well?
Yes, but you don't have to, because Milo Amr of Zera Amr Shmuel, didn't we have this a few days ago? Libain Tzakin, if you heat up a knife, Vishachit, and you Shachit Bot, and you Shecht, Shechtasok Sheira, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? So we said, because Shechiduda Kodam Lilivuna, the blade precedes the heat. We said, is that's not scientific, we don't know, but halachically, the blade precedes the heat, therefore you're Shechting, and you're not heating. You're not burning off the two things. Yep. Vikashalon. But we asked the question. Vikatzdatin. What about the sides? So we said, no. Vamrinan. Beis HaShechita. Merevach Revach. The Beis HaShechita is very wide. It widens. When you check, it widens. Hachanai Beis HaShechita. Merevach Revach. It widens, and therefore you don't have to use, you don't have to check the sides. Fine. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Bar Rav Kati. What time is it? Oh, we have time. Amr of Huna, Bar of Katina, Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Shalosh Pegimot Hein. There are three things in the world that have can't have a nit, can't have a pegima, can't have a pegam, can't have a, something's lacking. What are they? Pegimat etzem bePesach, carbon Pesach, right? Pegimat etzem bCarbon Pesach. You can't break a bone. You can't even break one mashu of a bone. You can't break. Pegimat ozen bBechor. If a Bechor has one tiny thing wrong with its ear, it's a mum. And pegimas mum bKadshim. A pegima, any mum. If something is a mum for a carbon, any mum is a problem. Right? What's the difference between category 2 and category 3? Any mum by a Bechor and any mum by any other carbon. Why is Bechor singled out? So Rashi says, the Rashi of pegimas mum bKadshim, that's talking about nikevos. We added this, in other words, a Bechor can only be a male. Carbonos can be female. So one, the Bechor takes care of all the males, can't have a mum, and all the females can't have a mum. Why do I need two separate categories? Just say mum. So Rashi says, Kigon chatos v'asham, sheish men pegima, sheoeno heg no heg, what? Chatos v'shlamim, sorry. Sheish men pegima, sheoeno heges b'bechor. There are some things, females have a different anatomy, and they can have a pegam that the male doesn't have. Kidnan hasam b'bechoros, nifgam hazobein b'bechor, that's some male issue, o ha'erva, Sfas beis arechem shal nekeva b'mukdashin. That's a female mum for a female animal, right? By the beis arechem, where v'tzrich l'minkat hacha lashminan. So still, why are we in two categories?
Yeah, but with the before, specifically saying the ora,
it was just an example. It was just an example. It meant any mum, even in the ear. It's a small little thing. I would overlook that.
Right.
Torah says you can't overlook that. And then it says mum by kachim, it means by the females who have different anatomy. That's also mums in their female parts, right? So why do I need two? No, that's what it is. Da'afal gaf zolo minkara be pegima kulahai. Even if you don't really recognize these mums, afilu hachi shireha bechtei shetach gerba tziporin. What's the shear of a mum? The same shear. I take my fingernail across the whatever body part it is. Do I feel a problem? The brain, the beis arechem, the ear, doesn't matter where it is, I feel a problem, it's a problem. V'kasha linkot pegimas mum b'kachim v'kola b'chlal. So just say mum b'kachim, it covers everything. That's all. So Gemara says, d'ha b'char b'chlal kol kachim hu. Isn't a b'char part of kachim? So Rashi answers, itana hachi hava mina lifsal mehakrava hu b'chdei chagiras tziporin mifsala. Avol mum gomer lo havi l'shachet alav b'medina. I would think that if it said that, then I would think that if it's a mum like that, you can't even check it. So what happens if a bukhar is a mum? What happens if a bukhar is a mum? Then you can't check it. You can't check it for a carbon. What do you do with it? What? No, you don't put out the pasture. A bukhar. What do you do with it? You give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen makes a barbecue in his backyard, wherever he lives, and he invites everybody over. Right? I would think, but if it's headed in one category, I would think, no, it's mum. Well, you guys said, has to go to pasture. Bechor is different. Bechor is a mum. It doesn't have to go to pasture. You give it to a Kohen, he eats it in his backyard, as long as it's not trefa. So a nick in the ear is not a trefa. It's a mum. So if I would have left it in one category, I would have thought, it's all mums. They're all equal. All mums are created equal. And therefore, has a mum, you can't use it for a barbecue. So the Gemara, no, there's a third category, Bechor. Bechor has a mum, you can't use it for a carbon. You have to give it to, put it to pasture? No. That's why it's a separate category. The mum in harbi psulim v'vehema. Ve'la bechor, nishchatu alehen. Fine, very good. Now, so we just said there are three pegimos. Didn't we leave out the one we've been talking about the whole day today? Rav Chista Omar, af pegima sakin. What about a knife? Why you mention that one? I mentioned no, because v'idach bechulim lo kamayri. I wasn't talking about chulim. I was talking about Kodesh things. Right, the bone of a carbon Pesach. Right? Mums by Bechor, mums by other animals. And then he says, V'kulon pegimathon, k'dei pegimath hamizbeach. All the pegimos have the same pegima as the pegima of the mizbeach. What's the pegima of the mizbeach? V'kama pegimath hamizbeach. What's that? K'dei shetachgor ba tziporin. You bring your fingernail across the stone of the of the Mizbeach. If you feel a nick in the stone, it's a problem.
What does that mean?
To replace the stones?
What?
What?
You can't bring a carbon on Mizbeach? Is there a stone
that,
has
stone,
a
that stone has yeah. a nick in it?
Yeah.
How often well, they check why the would stones that be? In the... I wonder how often they check that.
So one second. We'll do another minute, and then tomorrow we'll start off with the Tosas on top, who asks, how do you have a Mizbeach?
Right.
How do you have stone without nick in it? How right. do you have such a thing? So one second. Meisvei, 1 minute. Kama pegimas hamizbeach. How big is that pegima? Rav Shimon ben Lak Yochai Omer Tefas. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Kizayis. Not a hair's breadth like a fingernail. A Kizayis, a Tefach. Big problems with the Mizbeach. That's a problem. So Gemara says, no, lo kasha. Ha, besida. No, that big issue is on the line, which they lined the Mizbeach with one. That already is a big problem. But the stone underneath, haba avna, that's even a finger, even a fingernails got caught in it. Different shear totally. Okay, and tomorrow we'll do the top tosfos. Look at tosfos. In tomar, eich banu mizbeach. How do we build the mizbeach? De ana yim tu avanim blow pegima. How are you finding a stone without a pegima? Such a thing, no such thing, right? Right, and then he says you can't use barzel because you're not allowed to use barzel, and you can't use the shamir. Because the shamir doesn't make it smooth, he says.
Doesn't make it smooth. Oh, make it smooth.
It cuts it, but doesn't make it smooth. Right. So how do you have a stone without a pegima? That's what Tosfos asks. Wait till you see his answer. For that, you have to come back tomorrow morning. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbat, and we'll pick up tomorrow.